Hear America Speak. Lesson 12. Making Money. John and George are talking after school when Mary walks up to them. George, here comes Mary.
Hi. I need some money.
What for?
What for? Doesn't everyone need money?
Yeah, of course. But I mean, you know, do you need bread for something right now?
Man, listen to you talk. Bread. Aren't you trying to sound cool now? Who you been with?
Oh, my big brother's home from school this week with one of his friends. They all talk like that.
Anyway, I do need some bread for money.
Yeah, we know. How come?
Don't you wish you knew?
Come on, John. Let's split. Can't even get an answer out of her.
There you go again. Let's split. Just like your big brother.
Shut up, will you? Let's go.
Well, I gotta get some money. I want to go skiing in February.
Yeah? Where?
Who's going?
I'm going to my aunt's house in Denver all by myself, but I have to buy my own plane ticket.
How much?
About $250.
One way?
No, round trip. So I gotta make some money.
Now we'll have some questions about the first part. George, here comes Mary.
Hi. I need some money.
What for?
What for? Doesn't everyone need money?
Yeah, of course. But I mean, you know, do you need bread for something right now?
Man, listen to you talk. Bread. Aren't you trying to sound cool now? Who you been with?
Oh, my big brother's home from school this week with one of his friends. They all talk like that.
Number one. Who needs money? Write just a short answer. Next, George asks Mary why she needs money. What short question does he ask her? Write that short question for number two now. Mary says George's question again, but she doesn't say it the same way that George did. Listen to this again now. Can you hear how it's not the same when Mary says four louder? George, here comes Mary.
Hi. I need some money.
What for?
What for? Doesn't everyone need money?
Yeah, of course. But I mean, you know, do you need bread for something right now?
Man, listen to you talk. Bread. Aren't you trying to sound cool now? Who you been with?
Oh, my big brother's home from school this week with one of his friends. They all talk like that.
Number three. Mary then asks George a question. Write that question now. You may need to listen to the tape again. Next, George says, of course, then asks his same question another way. Write his question for number four. Did you hear George say, you know? He wasn't asking a question here. He was just stopping to think. Many Americans say, you know, like this. Let's correct your answers now.
Number one, your answer should be, Mary does. Number two, the answer is, what for? Number three, the answer is, doesn't everyone need money? Number four, but I mean, you know, do you need bread for something right now?
How many did you get correct? Write your number correct now. John hears George call money bread. Write what John says for question number five. Listen again while you write. George, here comes Mary.
Hi. I need some money.
What for?
What for? Doesn't everyone need money?
Yeah, of course. But I mean, you know, do you need bread for something right now?
Man, listen to you talk. Bread. Aren't you trying to sound cool now? Who you been with?
Oh, my big brother's home from school this week with one of his friends. They all talk like that.
Number six. What short question does John next ask George? Write just the words you hear, even if it isn't good English. Number seven. What does George call his older brother? Number 8. George's brother is home from school this week. Who is with him? Correct your answers now.
Number 5. Ma'am, listen to you talk. Bread, aren't you trying to sound cool now? Number 6. Who you been with?
Good English would be, who have you been with? But John doesn't say have here, just who you been with.
Number 7. My big brother.
Big brother means older brother here.
Number 8. One of his friends.
Did you get all of the answers? Write your number correct now. Now listen to the first part of this conversation again, and then to what comes next. George, here comes Mary.
Hi. I need some money.
What for?
What for? Doesn't everyone need money?
Yeah, of course. But I mean, you know, do you need bread for something right now?
Man, listen to you talk. Bread. Aren't you trying to sound cool now? Who you been with?
Oh, my big brother's home from school this week with one of his friends. They all talk like that.
Anyway, I do need some bread. Some money.
Yeah, we know. How come?
Don't you wish you knew?
Come on, John. Let's split. Can't even get an answer out of her.
There you go again. Let's split. Just like your big brother.
Shut up, will you? Let's go.
Number 9. What does Mary need? Number 10. John says they know that Mary needs some money. What question does he ask her? Number 11. Mary won't answer John. What question does she ask him? Listen again.
Anyway, I do need some bread, some money.
Yeah, we know. How come?
Don't you wish you knew?
Come on, John. Let's split. Can't even get an answer out of her.
There you go again. Let's split. Just like your big brother.
Shut up, will you? Let's go.
Number 12. George isn't very happy with Mary. He tells John that they should leave. What does he say? George wants to leave because they can't get an answer out of Mary. They can't get her to answer them. Listen again to what is said.
Anyway, I do need some bread, some money.
Yeah, we know. How come?
Don't you wish you knew?
Come on, John. Let's split. Can't even get an answer out of her.
There you go again. Let's split. Just like your big brother.
Shut up, will you? Let's go.
Number 13. Who is George talking like again? Number 14. What does George tell John to do? Number 15. Does George want to stay and talk with Mary or leave? Now let's correct your answers.
Number 9. She needs some bread. B-R-E-A-D. Some money. Number 10. How come? Number 11. Don't you wish? W-I-S-H. You knew. K-N-E-W. Number 12. Let's split. S-P-L-I-T. Number 13. He's talking like his big brother. Or you could have older. O-L-D-E-R, brother here. Number 14. He tells John to shut, S-H-U-T, up, U-P.
This means to stop talking, and it shows that George is not happy with John.
Number 15. He wants to leave, L-E-A-V-E.
How many did you get correct? Write that number now in the blank. In this next part, we'll hear why Mary has to get some money. Listen.
Well, I gotta get some money. I want to go skiing in February.
Yeah? Where?
Who's going?
I'm going to my aunt's house in Denver, all by myself. But I have to buy my own plane ticket.
How much?
About $250.
One way?
Nah, round trip. So I gotta make some money.
Number 16. What does Mary want to do in February? Number 17. John and George ask two questions. What are those questions? Now listen again.
Well, I gotta get some money. I want to go skiing in February.
Yeah? Where?
Who's going?
I'm going to my aunt's house in Denver, all by myself. But I have to buy my own plane ticket.
How much?
About $250.
One way?
Nah, round trip. So I gotta make some money.
Number 18. Where is Mary going to go? Number 19. Is anyone going with Mary? Circle the correct answer. Number 20. Who has to buy Mary's plane ticket? Circle the correct answer. Number 21. John wants to know how much the plane ticket costs. What does Mary answer? Number 22. George asks if $250 is for a one-way ticket. Does Mary say it's for a one-way or a round-trip ticket? Circle the correct answer. Now correct your answers.
Number 16. She wants to go skiing. S-K-I-I-N-G. Number 17. John asks, where? And George asks, who is going? Number 18. She's going to her aunt's, A-U-N-T apostrophe S, in Denver. Capital D-E-N-V-E-R. Number 19. The answer is B, no. Number 20. The answer is B, Mary does. Number 21. About $250. Number 22. You should have circled B, round trip.
Now write your number correct in the blank. Listen now to all of the conversation again. George, here comes Mary.
Hi. I need some money.
What for?
What for? Doesn't everyone need money?
Yeah, of course. But I mean, you know, do you need bread for something right now?
Man, listen to you talk. Bread. Aren't you trying to sound cool now? Who you been with?
Oh, my big brother's home from school this week with one of his friends. They all talk like that.
Anyway, I do need some bread. Some money.
Yeah, we know. How come?
Don't you wish you knew?
Come on, John. Let's split. Can't even get an answer out of her.
There you go again. Let's split. Just like your big brother.
Shut up, will you? Let's go.
Well, I gotta get some money. I want to go skiing in February.
Yeah? Where?
Who's going?
I'm going to my aunt's house in Denver, all by myself. But I have to buy my own plane ticket.
How much?
About $250.
One way?
Nah, round trip. So I gotta make some money. This is the end of Lesson 12.